Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Scott Klem appointed to fill vacant Campbell County Commissioner seat. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Board of Commissioners has appointed Scott Klem to fill the seat vacated by Butch Knutson on August 1st. Klem was chosen following public interviews with fellow candidates Mark Christensen and Robin Kuntz on Thursday evening in commission chambers at the Campbell County Courthouse. According to a press release from Campbell County government, the decision was made after consideration by the board, who determined that Klem was the best fit to take on the responsibilities of the role. He will be officially sworn in today, Friday, August 23rd, at 9 a.m., and will immediately begin his duties as commissioner. The board expressed their congratulations to Klem, stating, "We look forward to working with him as we address the needs of the county." The board also extended their gratitude to all applicants for their willingness to serve the citizens of Campbell County, acknowledging the important role that each candidate played in the selection process. The final vote was 3-1 in favor of Klem. Massive uncontained wildfire in Johnson County burns 163,000 acres, threatens ranches and wildlife. The massive wildfire in Johnson County has burned over 163,000 acres and remains uncontained, causing devastation among local wildlife and threatening ranches and structures. Cowboy State Daily reported rancher Tyler Scales described witnessing antelope on fire as he and other volunteers who have been fighting the blaze with minimal rest try to save what they can. The fire, sparked by lightning, has merged with another fire and crossed I-90, spreading rapidly. The Wyoming Department of Transportation did announce the opening of I-90 last evening around 5 p.m. Efforts by firefighters and volunteers are ongoing with evacuation orders in place and several structures, including ranches and livestock, under threat. Despite the intense firefighting efforts, the fire continues to grow and the community is rallying together, offering support and resources to those affected. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.